The big break for you came with what? Was it Who Do You Trust in 57?
Yeah, 58. I joined Johnny Carson on a game show in the afternoon, a quiz show, really. Who Do You Trust? And we became instant buddies. Let me tell you what happened the first day, George.
Okay.
You know, I'm reading the sponsors. We had six sponsors. And I had to get out their copy line. You know, the line was Swansdown Cake Mixes, the cake mixes you can trust, whatever it was. The very first day, now the audience at home didn't see this, but the audience in the theater, or in the little theater, he set fire to my script. Now here I am trying to read charcoal. It's burning in my hands. And the audience went crazy. He thought that was pretty funny, so he did it every day for 4 years.
What a guy. The evolution to The Tonight Show, how did that all happen for both you and Johnny?
Well, he got the gig. You know, he had done the show, filled in for Jack Parr a number of times, and he was like the heir apparent. He got the job. I didn't know he was going to take me. You know, you never presume anything. You hope it's going to happen.
Sure.
It was going to be a great arrangement. But he never said a word to me. No one told me. And all over the paper were stuff about, you know, Johnny Carson taking over October 1st. The Tonight Show, in fact, I had to fill in with guest hosts for 6 months because of his contract with ABC. He couldn't get free until October. So anyway, finally one night we're at Sardi's restaurant next door. There was a bar next door called Sardi's next to the little theater where we did the Who Do You Trust show. And in the middle of a conversation, he said, well, when we take over in October, and I said, wait a minute, you know, wait a minute, Kimo Savi. I said, what does that mean when we take over? He said, oh, I'm taking you with me. And that was his attitude. He didn't even bother to tell me, but he was taking me with him.
Instant success. He was quite kind of shy off camera, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. He's a very private person, very shy. And I wrote a book years ago, bestseller, called Here's Johnny. And in that, I quote him, and this is him speaking now. He said, Ed, I'm great in front of 10 million. I'm lousy in front of 10. And it was so true about him.
Did you ever see him lose his cool, Ed? Lose
Not
his temper?
Really. He was always very cool, very much in command. And I like that about him, that he never, you know, he always had the situation well in hand.
You know what was so great about that program, though, was the camaraderie that you two shared. Because, you know, the way that you reacted, the way that you laughed, the feedback between both of you, you both made that show successful, Ed.
Thank you. And I think that started from that very first day. You know, we became buddies. If we had met in the Marine Corps, we would have been pals. You know, we would have hung out together. And on the last show, he said this. You know, he said, you know, here's my rock, a man sitting right beside me. I couldn't have done this show for 30 years without him sitting here. But then he said, you know, a lot of couplings that you see in television or in the movies are not necessarily friends. It's not necessary that they're good pals. But Ed and I are good friends. We have dinner every once in a while. We hang out together. We have a good time together. And I think that showed on the air, and the audience liked that. They liked the fact that we were friends.
What was, for you, Ed, on The Tonight Show, your most memorable moment, the classic moment for you?
Oh, boy. Well, I just mentioned when he called me his rock, when he said he wouldn't have been able to do the show without me sitting there for 30 years. That was a pretty memorable moment for me.
When you were growing into television, and The Tonight Show just kept skyrocketing, did you expect it to get as popular as it did?
No, I didn't. I thought it would run about 4 or 5 years. That's what all of our predecessors has done, you know, had done, Steve Allen and Jack Parr. And I figured it would run about 4 or 5 years. We'd have a nice run. It was a nice gig. But I didn't expect it would run 30 years. You know, and after it went about 5 years, then I figured, well, we'll do 7. Then we did 7. I thought we'd do 10. We did 10. I figured, well, we might do 15. Never dreaming that we would do 30 years of The Tonight Show.
What it looked like it was always fun for you guys.
Oh, it was. We had a ball doing it, you know. And Johnny said something to me the opening night. We were walking down into the studio the first day, October 1st, 1962. And we were going down to check the lights, who stands where. I was going to stand here. You were going to stand there. And as we walked down, I said, Johnny, I said, how do you see my role down there tonight? He said, Ed, I don't even know how I see my own role. Let's just go down and entertain the hell out of them. And that was his attitude for the whole 30 years. We tried to entertain the hell out of them.
Well, and you both did. Did you two ever look at each other and say, my gosh, we're getting paid for this and we're having a good time?
We should be arrested.